Networking and Health Information Exchange. Unit 2C, Network Media and Hardware Communication Devices. We know we need a NIC in each node and media to connect the node now, but what do we connect the node to? We can use a hub, switch, router, wireless access point, WAP, or a modem. These devices will allow nodes to talk to other nodes on a network. Hubs contain multiple ports to interconnect multiple devices. They are not used a lot in modern networks, but you may still encounter them. They are cheaper than switches and work well for just a few nodes. Each node has a connection to a port on the hub. There is a security concern with hubs. If data comes into one port, it goes out to all other active ports. This means that the signal or data can be received by all devices connected to those ports. A device will not read a packet if it is not addressed to them. However, packet sniffing software, like Wireshark, could be installed on that device, and the device could be running in promiscuous mode, which means it will read all packets that it receives, regardless of the address. If the packet contains unencrypted data like usernames, passwords, then the user of that device now has that information. Another problem with hubs is that bandwidth is equally shared among all active ports. If the bandwidth coming into the hub is 10 megabits and there are 5 active ports, then each port has access to 2 megabits. The ports are all part of one collision domain. All devices that are connected to those ports must compete with each other to have access to the network. With switches, each device has its own connection to a port on the switch. Each port is a collision domain, so a switch with 4 active ports would have 4 collision domains. If there are 10 megabits coming into the switch, then each port has 10 megabits. Switches have a switching or MAC table. That means that a table is created that associates the MAC address of the device connected to the port with the port number. If a packet is destined for a particular device, a MAC, then that packet will only be sent to the port associated with that MAC. This is a more secure form of data transmission. It is not susceptible to the same type of packet sniffing issue we have with hubs. Switches operate at layer 2, or the data link, of the OSI model. There are more sophisticated switches that can operate at other layers in addition to layer 2. Layer 3 switches can interpret layer 3 or network information. Layer 4 switches can interpret layer 4 or transport information. Routers are multiple port connectivity devices that connect different networks, LANs, WANs, different transmission speeds, media, protocols, to each other. Routers operate at the network layer, layer 3 of the OSI model. They move packets from one network to another, or route packets. Routers choose the best path for a packet to take to arrive at its destination. There are two ways that a router knows what the best path is: static routing and dynamic routing. In static routing, a network administrator programs a router to use a specified path to move data between two nodes. In dynamic routing, routers automatically calculate the best path between nodes and accumulate this information in a routing table. Routers share information about the routes with each other. A hop is a term used to describe the movement of data from one router to another. For example, if a router travels across 3 routers from its source to its destination, it is said to have taken 3 hops. A wireless access point, WAP, is used to provide wireless access to a network. It uses the 802.11 standards. Each wireless access point has a service set identifier, SSID. Wireless devices use this SSID to make an association with the wireless access point. Wireless is by default an unsecure transmission method. You should take precautions to secure your wireless access point. This includes setting up WPA, WPA2, or WEP on your wireless access point. This requires each wireless device to have a password to authenticate to the access point and is also used to encrypt data that is being transmitted between the access point and the wireless device. Be aware that unsecured wireless access points are a big security risk for your network. Most wireless access points in homes are a combination of switches with multiple ports, router, it moves packets between the wired and wireless networks, and a wireless access point providing access to the wireless network. A small office may use DSL or cable modems to provide internet connectivity. A digital subscriber line, DSL, modem is a device used to connect a PC or router to a telephone circuit that has DSL circuit configured. DSL is provided by your local phone company. The location that wants to have DSL has to be within a certain distance, generally 18,000 wire feet, of the phone company's central office. Using the same method in which you get cable TV, you can now get internet connectivity. The coaxial cable coming into your house will be connected to the cable modem, and then a twisted pair cable would be used to connect a PC or wireless access point to the modem. Cable is a shared bandwidth system, so the more people use in the system, the less bandwidth each customer receives.